We continue with Mishnah Berurah. Amid Yom Hilchos Shabbos, we begin Siman Reish Tzadi Beis, Din Tfilas Mincha B'Shabbos. Says the Machaber, B'Mincha, Omrim Ashrei Uval Etzion V'Anis Tfilasi. We begin Mincha with Ashrei Uval Etzion and the Pasuk of V'Ani Tfilasi. Motzin Sefer Torah V'Korn Shlosha Anashim, Asara Psukim in Parsha Haba'a. And then we take out a Sefer Torah and read three Psukim from the Kriyas HaTorah, from the Parsha that we are going to read in the coming Shabbos. Even if there is not going to be a Parsha Sashavua that Shabbos, because it is going to be Yontif, we still read the Parsha for the next week and not that of Yontif. The Mishnah Berurah says that the reason we say Uval Etzion at Mincha is in place of Uval Etzion, which was not said in the morning, which is usually said during the week. The reason we don't say Uval Etzion on Shabbos morning is since davening is so long with Shacharis and Musaf already, we save that portion for Mincha instead of adding it on in the morning, which would make davening even longer. The Mishnah Berurah also states the reason that we recite the Pasuk of Anis V'Lasi L'cha Hashem Eis Ratzon is based on the Medrash, which says that David said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribono Shel Olam, our nation is not like those that serve idols, that they eat and drink and fill themselves up. Rather, we first daven, and that is of the utmost important to us. That is what is ikar to us, so therefore we say, even though we ate and drink, and we are going to eat and drink, Anis V'Lasi, we are all about davening. And we also say this pasuk, even if one davens b'yichidus and is not going to read the Torah, they still recite this pasuk of Anis V'Lasi. The Mishnah Berurah also states that the minug, the custom, the halacha of laning at Mincha on Shabbos is based on the Takana of Ezra. Siv Beis, Omrim Tzidkascha. After Mincha, after Shmona Esra and Chazaras Hashatz, we say the pasuk of Tzidkascha. V'imchal bo yom she'ilu hayecho, lo hayo omrim bo b'mincha nefil sapayim, ein omrim Tzidkascha. On a day where, if it were a weekday, we would not recite Tachanun, then we also don't recite Tzidkascha at Mincha on Shabbos. The Mishnah Berurah says the reason we recite this Pasuk of Tzidkascha, which is a form of Tzidak HaDin, is because that was the time when Yosef, Moshe, and David all passed away. And some say that we say Tzidak HaDin on the Neshamos, which are now returning to Gehenim at the end of Shabbos, where the Medrash says that the Rishayim come out of Gehenim for Shabbos, and now they return on Motzei Shabbos, so we say the Tzidak HaDin for them. The Ramal comments, V'nagu shelo lakbo ha-medrash be-mincha la-ma'ariv. The minig is that we don't have a drasha between Mincha and Ma'ariv. Aval omen perkei avos v'kayitz ha-shir ha-malos b'chorev ha-malkom l'fi minhago. Rather, we recite perkei avos or shir ha-malos, some sort of learning that we do privately, but there is no public drasha which is done between Mincha and Ma'ariv. The Mishnah Berurah says that this is not an iser, rather it is just a minhag to remember the fact that Moshe died, and David died, and Yosef died at this time. The Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Elia Rabbah, in the name of the Mabushe Yontov, who said that he saw his Rebbe, the Maharal Miprag, who was Doresh between Mincha and Ma'ariv, and therefore the Mishnah Berurah says that since people aren't necessarily going to be learning between Mincha and Ma'ariv anyway, and they'll be wasting their time with Sicha Betela waiting for Ma'ariv, so it is better to have a drasha, someone give a shir at this time, so that people will be productive during this time, even though the minhag beforehand was not to remember the Misa of Moshe David and Yosef, since we'd be wasting our time otherwise, it is best to actually have a shir and drasha during that time. One more interesting point, if on a Shabbos when one is supposed to recite Tzidkascha, the Shaliach Tzibur skips Tzidkascha and begins Tzidkabel, the Ksos HaShulchan says that after Kaddish, the Tzibur should recite Tzidkascha, and then there would be no Kaddish again afterwards, rather one would go straight into Aleinu. We begin the Siman Reish Tzadi Gimel, Dine Arvis P'motzai Shabbos. Ma'achrin Tfilos Arvis K'dei Lehosef Mechol Ala Kodesh. We tried to daven Ma'ariv on the later end, in order that we add on time of the Kodesh of Shabbos onto the normal weekday. The Mishnah Berurah says it is because of this that the minhag is to sing a zemer of the Mizmor Elokim Michanenu and other Mizmorim in order to cause Ma'ariv to begin later so that we can have some sort of Tosefa Shabbos. Sif Beis, Tzarech Lizar Milasos Malacha Ad She'ero Shlosha Kolchavim Ketanim. One should not do Malacha until they see three small stars. V'lo Yimifuzarim El Ritzufim. They should not be spread out, rather close to each other. V'imu Yom Ma'unan. If it's a cloudy day, Yamten Ad She'yetzei HaSafik Milibo. Then one should wait to do Malacha until they are sure that Shabbos has ended. The Mishnah Berurah says that really it is good enough to have three medium-sized stars. However, since we are not experts in medium-sized stars and small-sized stars, big-sized stars, it is best to wait till there are three small-sized stars. The Mishnah Berurah is bothered. Why doesn't the Shulchan Aruch reference the Shir of Dalad Milin that we saw earlier in Siman Reish Samach Aleph Sif Beis, which would be the time of Bein Hashmashos, and then says, why does he give this Shir of three stars? And the Mishnah Berurah suggests it must be where it is not clear what time Shkia was. However, if you know what time Shkia was, because it was not a cloudy day, then you would not need to wait for the three small stars. You could go based on the Shir of Dalad Milin. And therefore, if one has a clock, or some way of being able to tell the time, and you know for sure that yesterday, this was the time that it was Laila Alpidin, you can go based on the clock, and you don't need to look up to wait for three small stars.